News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. In the house, we have our friends from Avalon HR. We have Stacey Oren here. We have, Kirk. Wait a minute. Last name is
Waters.
I knew I would remember. Kirk Waters is here, and that's a little Maroon 5 because guess who just got back from a concert? I'm so jealous.
That would have been me.
Stacey, stop. Oh.
Hey, now listen, me and my stepdaughter have this thing of going to concerts. Like, that's our thing together.
I love
and
that.
And she's getting married in a month, so we took one last girls trip to Nashville for the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been to Nashville a million times, but I've never done the Broadway experience in Nashville. It was amusing. The Maroon 5 concert was our reason for the trip, the highlight of the weekend, and it was absolutely fantastic.
I'm in love with Adam Levine. What can I say?
Me too, me too.
What can I say?
Too.
Yeah, I miss him on The Voice.
Kirk was not even dancing with us this morning.
I know, he was just kind of looking at both of us like,
what's
going on?
Very aerobic in here a little while ago.
And we didn't even get to the chorus. Moves like Jagger. So, I mean.
It's all good.
But we digress. See, those are the fun parts of life, though. We have
Absolutely.
To have those weekends and getaways. And whether it's football or music, it doesn't matter. Right now, all of us need a break. Need some breaks. Have some fun. So, but moving on to a more serious topic, we're with Avalon HR. So for folks that maybe do not know who you are, maybe give us a quick, just kind of your background, what y'all do, the services you provide. And then we'll get into some of the sticky stuff.
Sure. We handle a lot of those transactional employee type of tasks for business owners. We can handle the payroll. We can handle, Stacey's a certified HR professional. We can handle your HR issues, workers' compensation, benefits. Take all that off of a business owner's plate. We take care of those things for you, let you concentrate on your business. Typically give a business owner back about 10 to 15 hours a week of their time. Letting us handle those tasks that they're spending
a lot
more time than they realize they are. So yeah, payroll, HR, benefits, workers' comp, human resources, those type of things we can help you with.
So if I wanted to look you up, how do I find you on the net and what's your phone number?
The net is avalonhr.com, AVALONHR.com. Our phone number is 850-475-1555. And if you want to drop in and talk with us, we're on Pace Boulevard, about 3 blocks north of the Ore House. 100 mm-hmm. South Pace Boulevard, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Give us a call. We actually answer the phone, folks.
We pick up the phone.
We love it.
And we'll even introduce you to the house cat if you come in to see us.
Her name is Ava, short for Avalon, but she's called everything from kitty kitty meow meow to... kitty girl.
I just call her cat.
Okay.
Hey, cat.
Well, Kirk is with business development. Stacey is the HR and benefits manager. So on a more serious note, there's a lot happening. It's the end of the year. We've got so much going on that are kind of out of our control. And I'm sure it's affecting employers and your clients. So can we talk a little bit about that? And as before we do, our phone number, 850-437-1620. We call it the expert panel because right now we have experts on HR and benefits, and we would love to have your questions. So 850-437-1620. The experts are in the house.
All right.
End of year, healthcare, all the stuff. I would like to mention right now is open enrollment for Medicare. Mm-hmm. And we highly, highly advise if you are of Medicare age or becoming of Medicare age soon, please reach out to someone that, a broker that deals specifically in Medicare. We have someone here locally in Pensacola that we refer folks to. If you're interested in that information, you know, reach out to me at Avalon After. I'll be happy to share that with you. But if you're not local, you know, find someone at a local insurance office that is familiar with Medicare and how that works. So there's a lot of things with that. They changed it a while back. You know, if you do not take certain parts of Medicare when you're eligible, there's a lifetime penalty associated with that. So, you know, I always say Medicare is not my area of expertise. I don't want it to be. But if you're at that, you know, at that time where you're like, you know, maybe I'm not on the best plan for me or I'm coming near Medicare eligible, you know, how's that work if I'm still working, which, you know, many people still are at 65 these days, reach out to someone that is their specialty and let them give you advice that works best for you, because a lot of it has to do with your medications, your physicians you need to see. It's not a one-size-fits-all bucket.
Right. Advantage plans, not advantage plans, PPO versus HMO,
Part
A and B versus C and D. I mean, there's just so much to learn.
And if you're, I mean, I'll give myself as an example. I'll be 64 in February. I'm a year away, but you've got to enroll. I think it's in Part A. Even if you're on your employer's insurance,
that's right,
or you get that penalty, like mm-hmm. Stacy said. So don't think that just because you're on, you know, a different insurance plan,
that
you don't
good,
have to.
That you're covered.
You need to
not.
Go ahead and get enrolled in that plan, which doesn't, I don't think, cost you anything, but you just need to get enrolled in it, or you're going to have some penalties down the line.
Right. Absolutely. Right. So seek out a certified Medicare professional and get that advice.
And that's through December 15th, is that right?
I believe so.
That's the deadline?
Yeah. So you still got a little bit of time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But on another thing I want to talk about, and this is not a partisan discussion at all, this is just education, the ACA and the subsidies. Okay, whatever you call it, ACA, Obamacare, the marketplace, when all that was brought about, it was heavily subsidized because it was required that you have health insurance either through your employer or through the marketplace. So they added a lot of government help to that to make that a feasible type thing. Now, those subsidies were never meant to be for forever. They were never intended to be there forever. It was a short period of time to give people the time to transition to, hey, you have to have health care. Now, what will happen? Hang on.
We have some technical changes going on
technical
over here.
Technical change over here. Yep. Just 1 second.
Stacy is changing out a set of headphones.
All right. Back. The subsidies, like I said, were never meant to be there forever. They were actually expected to expire around the time COVID hit. Well, with COVID and everything that happened with that, they voted to keep those subsidies intact for an additional period of time. Again, never meant to be forever. Well, the thing that we're facing now is those subsidies are set to expire. There's nothing put in place for them if they all get pulled out. And when they get pulled out, those marketplace plans are looking at about a 25 to 35% increase, just depending on where you are and how much of a subsidy you qualified for. So, you know, quick math tells you if your health insurance goes up 30%, that's substantial. And that may no longer be affordable. So you go back to your employer and you look at their plan and it's not affordable either. So what do you do? And that's a lot of the hang up on where we're at right now with the shutdown is what do you do with that? Now, everybody who has commercial health insurance through their employer right now, a part of your health care premium goes to fund those marketplace programs.
Mm-hmm.
So it could mean changes for you in your personal health care with your employer. There's a lot of impacts here without a backup plan in place. And I think that's what's upsetting people the most. It's like, well, okay, if you take away these subsidies, what then? And the answer is nothing. You know, as it stands right now, it's just nothing. You know, you're going to have to figure it out and deal with it. Well, you can't, you know, as the expression goes, you can't get blood from a turnip.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you give? Now, it is no longer required that they don't check and make you verify that you have health insurance anymore when you file your taxes. It's kind of a box. Yes, I do. No, I don't. But they don't impose those penalties and things like that any longer. So that has gone away. What's going to happen January 1st? I have no idea, folks. You know, we watch it constantly every day, wondering the same things. And, you know, I said last time we were here, I hate to say I don't know, but I'm not going to make something up or try to fabricate what I think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be I don't know until I do know. And then, you know, it'll simply be this is where we're at. These are your options. We've got in a few of our clients are on 1-1 renewals. I will say that they've not come in terribly insane. One's been like 11.85%. Another one came in right about 20%, which isn't great, but they expected it. So I just don't know what to tell you, you know, right now. If you're on a marketplace plan or wondering what's going to happen with your employer health plan, it's just simply we're still in the stay tuned. And don't beat up your employer if they haven't got their rates. Like for our January 1 renewals, I've gotten those within the last week. So it's not that we get them all that early.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do get them, there's always that negotiation period. Can we do better? Can we do something here? So, you know, be a little patient with them getting the information out to you, because trust me, they're busting their butts and trying their best to keep it as low as possible for you and make it still, you know, a feasible item.
Well, if you are a small business and you've been doing this on your own, because it's pretty manageable up to this point, this might be the time to ask Avalon HR for some help, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, 1-1's a good time to come over if you're with another organization now, or if you're doing it yourself. That's when all your the SUTA, the state unemployment taxes, the federal unemployment taxes, mm-hmm. all those rates reset at the first of the year.
Right.
So it's a good time to make that move. And, you know, you can reach out to our guys in sales. Just call the office at 850-475-1555 and say, hey, you know, I want to see if this will work. They'll go through it with you. And we're not always a good match for everyone. We've had clients that, you know, when we sit down and talk about it at the end of the day, we determine, you know what, we're not the right place for you. So there's a lot of factors involved, but it's absolutely no cost to talk to us and figure that out.
And you know, we had they're becoming a client. They're coming on board January 1st. But they're in the construction world. And while we were going to be able to help them with their workers' compensation, they're kind of a rarity in the construction world that they are very clean with relation to no injuries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we could see that their what they call modification rate was so good that it was, guys, we can help you with this. We can take over the management of it. But are you, you know, your cost for insurance is less than what you would be with us. What do you want to do? We presented the options to them and they said, you know what, for the first year, why don't we keep it where it is? We'll have you guys do the payroll. We'll have you guys do all the HR. We'll have you do everything that you do. And maybe look at our ancillaries and some of the things like that. But we're the type of company that we're not an all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people will say, you know, if you come with us, you're getting all this. We want to make sure it's the best solution for you. And I think we at Avalon are much more adaptable to the particulars of certain prospects. So everybody doesn't need us to handle every aspect of what a professional employer organization can do. But we do handle, you know, the ones that are the most critical for them and make the most sense.
Well, that's very good to know. So
right.
If you have a question for Avalon HR, Stacey Orn is here and Kirk Waters, 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. And if you've got a health plan that you just absolutely love, but you need somebody to take over those payroll taxes, the W-2 production, you need HR support, you need work comp claim support, come to us and keep your health plan. We don't have a problem with that. We'll deduct from your employees. You know, we have several solutions for that. So mm-hmm. don't think if you call us, you have to use our products, you know, because you're coming with us. You don't.
Right.
You know, we can, like I say, if you've got a work comp policy where your moderate is better than ours, because you've worked your, and I know how hard it is to keep those things down, keep it.
Right.
You know, we're not going to make you change. If you've got a health plan that you just love and, you know, let's say you're on that illustrious exclusive Capital Health plan in Tallahassee, which people won't give up for anything, keep it. It's not a problem. We're not going to force you to change and leave products that you love. But if you have products that you don't love or no products, no solutions, we have those for you.
Right.
That's great. 850-437-1620. Got a text that came in that says we are in the process of basically restructuring everything. And they were asking, one of the concerns now is as we've grown, we used to be a small business. As we've grown now, we're having to, we have more employees. And so now we're trying to revamp our PTO time off plan and structure.
Sure.
Can you help us with that?
Oh, absolutely. We do that for clients all the day, every day. The thing is, and this is the thing I say the most to employers when it comes to PTO, there are no laws in the state of Florida governing PTO. It is viewed as a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be administered in any way that you see fit, as long as it's consistent.
There's so many different versions because I have worked with different companies and being at the chamber, seeing how different businesses structure their PTO 2 weeks after X number of days and all that kind of stuff.
Or unlimited, you're hearing now.
Yeah, a lot of that. And then there's just people just take vacation. They don't even call it PTO.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's easier. I've worked in places that had buckets for, you know, sick time, vacation time, and
all
this
categorized.
And that. And, you know, honestly, what difference does it make? If somebody is out of sick time and they're sick, they're going to use PTO, and vice versa. If they're out of PTO and they have sick time, they're going to use their sick day to take PTO. So why? And it's a lot of extra tracking and paperwork for a system that's just going to be circumvented anyway. So I'm an advocate of a PTO bucket. Use it for whatever you want to use it for.
Mm.
You know, because like I said, people are just going to switch it out anyway. Yeah. So why cause yourself the extra administrative headache of trying to keep two separate? You know, one bucket, I'm also, we advocate a lot about the accrual system. It accrues by pay period.
That gets complicated.
That's actually the easiest way to do it.
As
you work, you earn it. Mm-hmm. And it automatically calculates in our system. Hmm. It adds that to your PTO bucket. It's up to your employer whether you can take negative time. Like if you've got 6 hours and you need eight, do we let you take that? Well, the employer can set that rule. And then what happens to it at the end of the year? Is it use it or lose it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you allow it to roll over?
Carry over a portion.
Yeah. Portion of it roll over? Is there a payout option? Like if I don't use it, you want to give me a check for 40 hours? There's lots of options, but it can be situated to what works best for your business because there are no laws on how that's administered in Florida.
Interesting.
Same with termination. You know, lots of policies say upon termination, if you resign and work out a proper notice, we will pay your PTO. But if you're terminated for theft or, you know, something egregious, then it's not paid out.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all things that we can help you structure. You know, we do a lot of that, and it's all controlled in our system, and it just makes it easy. You don't really even have to think about it. You know, this is there in the system. Somebody will need to improve it, you know, if an employee puts it in. Or we can auto-approve it if you just, like, I trust them, I don't care. But we have a lot of solutions for PTO.
And I applaud the texter for asking the question because you want to get these things up front. You want to handle these things as you're growing and not have, you know, difficulties with employee issues because nothing can create issues quicker than payroll exceptions. you messed up my paycheck. You didn't pay me my time off correctly.
Right.
I really applaud them for looking at this and saying, hey, maybe I need to get a professional to come
maybe
in and look at this with you. And let us
place.
Monitor it and let us give you the ability for your employee to see their PTO on an app on their phone. They can look at all this. They can request time off. All these things that, you know, we can help take all those things off of your plate. Put them on ours. Let our professionals handle those things for you. Mm-hmm. Makes a big difference in your life.
Well, you talked about that 10 to 15 hours that you just...
That's part of it.
...were able to save by not having to deal with all this. I also think it's smart to do it this time of year as you're approaching the new year. We're a couple months
make
out.
Make the changes
so
now.
Now's a good time to restructure, take a hard look at the past year, assess what would work best for you.
I also want to mention that we're coming into what we call nickel and dime season. we are, you know, there's a lot of providers out there that, number one, let's say you say you want to make a change and you're going to come look at Avalon and you've made that decision to come on board with us. We're one of the very few, in fact, one of the only ones I know that do not charge an onboarding fee for your employees when you come on board. Some will charge as much as $100 per person to come on board. I've seen others that have said, we're just going to charge you a flat $3,500 to onboard your company.
No.
Avalon doesn't do that. So there's no nickel and diming you when you come on board with us. Also, what's going to happen after December 31st? Everybody's going to be looking for their W-2s, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge a fee for W-2s. There are people out there that will say, yeah, we'll send those W-2s out, but we're going to charge you X amount per W-2. We don't do that. You know, there's a lot of these little nickel and dime type of charges that don't show up on the initial proposal from a company. They don't show up on ours because we don't charge them.
I see.
So, you know, it's a great opportunity to come on board with a company that's very upfront about our charges. We do itemized billing every time we do a payroll for you so you can see exactly what we're charging you.
Mm-hmm.
We're very upfront about the charges that we do charge, and we want to make sure that you know, we're transparent.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us talking to Kirk and Stacy with Avalon HR, what is your website and phone number again if someone's listening this morning and would like to reach out to you?
AvalonHR.com, and you can reach us at 850-475-1555. Or like Kirk said, feel free to stop by. We always have candy. We do have an office cat.
Oh, where's your office?
100 South Face Boulevard. You know, stop by and say hello. We would love to see you. We'd love to meet you. And, you know, just have that conversation. And, you know, like he said, we do answer the phone. There is someone there during our office hours. You know, you're not going to walk in and, you know, find a note on the door, hey, gone, you know, to lunch for 2 hours.
Yep.
We will be there. And
it's good candy. It's not like hard candy from your grandmother, you know. This is like Kit Kat bars and Three Musketeers and stuff like that.
There you go.
We have good
first
candy.
First class.
First class candy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Which I'm not sure is probably a detriment to our employees because I think we probably consume.
Because every time I walk through the lobby, I grab two pieces.
I can't help it. Great.
But yeah, we would love to talk to you, talk about the January 1st switchover. We would love to have you on board. You know, some additional things we provide to your employees at no cost is your full-time employees get $10,000 in life insurance that
that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. We do offer things such as member deals where you can get savings on theme parks and hotels and rental cars and movie tickets. They have one of the best deals on movie tickets I have ever seen. We offer that. We offer something called FinFit, which is financial literacy.
Mm.
And it's also a great solution to break the short-term payday loan solutions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a great solution from, I'm never an advocate of an employer loaning an employee money. I feel that gets very sticky.
It
is super mm-hmm. common. And with FinFit, like they can take a payroll advance up to $500 for a flat $5 fee. That's it, $5. And they offer financial literacy training. So the more that you interact with it, like when you get a loan, you can get loans through them. And the good thing about it is it takes the employer out of it. Mm-hmm. We don't even know about it. Like it loads right into the system and just pays back. And if the employee quits before it's paid back, that's between them and FinFit. Like
right.
We don't have to do anything.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's yeah,
the
very
employer
good.
Doesn't have to do anything. Nobody's on the hook for any money. And we have, you know, several employees that utilize that service. And, I think it's a great service. I will say, Brian, our CEO was very, did his due diligence in choosing something like that because he was very much against anything predatory or slimy right. or skeezy.
There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah. So, you know, he did a lot of research before he gave us the green light on that. And, you know, just a lot of things that we can offer. Your employees training. I just sent out some training to a group the other day. We have a vast training library. If you ergonomics, workplace harassment, ladder safety, slip and fall training, just all kinds of things that we can, assign to your employees, and there's no additional charge for those services.
Right. It's all very comprehensive. So yep. We've got about a minute left. Anything that you haven't mentioned today you'd like to mention?
Well, you know, again, the time of the year is now. Your CPA will love you if you make this change at the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We do it all year long. I mean, we're bringing clients on every single month. But first of the year is the time to do it. So, you know, reach out, call us, 850-475-1555. Either myself or Chip will come out. We'll meet with you. And it's not too late to talk with us and still be able to do a 1-1 start date, January 1st start date. Some companies are saying, you know, you have to have it done. We're smaller. We're more agile. We can move quicker. All of our people are in one place. So call us. We can get you on board, get your employees onboarded, and have you ready to go. Because think about it. If you're first, you want it to be your first paycheck in January, which means your first pay period will be in December.
Gotcha.
So we need to do it as soon as we can.
Okay. What's that contact info again?
AvalonHR.com, 850-475-1555, 100 South Pace Boulevard.
All right. Thank you so much. Kirk Waters is here and Stacy Oren. Appreciate y'all coming in and giving us some clarification. More will be revealed, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Avalon HR on Pep Talk.